Sorry. Now we'll call this meeting to order Wednesday, August 23rd. We have a quorum, and there's no recognitions or proclamations, so we move directly to the consent calendar. Consent calendar items, routine nature. Is there anything you'd like to make comment on or highlight?
No, Mr. Chair. I'd be happy to make a motion for approval of the consent calendar as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. No public hearing, no decision in action. We have a discussion item relating to tobacco, smoke, and nicotine-free county property and amendment.
I do not wish for the ordinance to be read in full.
Let's make sure it's noted for the record. There's no request that the ordinance be read in full. Could you read the ordinance by title for the record, please?
The title is relating to tobacco, smoke, nicotine-free county property and amending LCC 7-550 and 7.570 and 7.580.
This is our first reading. So, commissioners, this is something we've been discussing for a number of months in terms of implementation of a policy and then enactment of ordinance amendments to enforce that policy on county properties. And you've had a great deal of discussion back and forth, and this is the final version of what we came up with. I just want to note for the record, just so it's clear, the language in here kind of follows that legislative format. So the most important section that I'd like to highlight by first noting that we're making county properties generally, all county properties are tobacco, smoke, and nicotine free. That's the gist of what we're doing here. But we did do some changes to designate areas within county parks where you are permitted to use tobacco products. And I just want to make sure it's clear the way this language works, how that works. You would allow tobacco, smoke, or nicotine products to be permitted in personal vehicles within county parks and waysides. And then within the limited number of parks which are identified in paragraph 7.580 subparent 2 subparent D, it's those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parks, you would also then allow this to occur on individual camp or RV sites with a fire ring or pit, in group tent camp areas, and camp post sites. So that only applies. Otherwise, it's prohibited in county parks also. So unless there's any other questions on that. We've done the first reading now, and we can move this forward. It'll come back to you in 2 weeks, that which is your September, help me, Daniel, what's September?
6th.
September 6th meeting for second reading and adoption.
Any questions?
No. Well, I'd like to clarify a point. I thought that we were going to bring this ordinance back after a specific period of time for additional review.
That is something we're doing internally. Not written into the ordinance itself. We've just said that we're going to come back and review this after a period of time.
Okay, do we have an idea what period of time?
I think you need at least one full season to go through to see how this works and how this is implemented. It's almost too late. It's not going to go into effect for 90 days, so we won't really see the impact of this until camping.
Sure.
Outdoor season, and so we'd like to at least go through it for a 1 year period of time, and possibly you want to see what happens over a 2 year period. Give me an indication of how soon you'd like this to come back, and we'll calendar it.
Well, I don't think we need to consider it again prior to the end of next calendar year, 12/31/18. But I guess I would be comfortable if I felt there was some record that we were going to bring this back.
How about if we make this coming back let's make it January 1st of 2019.
I'd be good with that.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, then we'll note that in the record and make sure this is brought back for a review and discussion on January 1st, 2019.
Okay, very good. I'm fine otherwise.
And we move down to reports, and we have an elected official, department director. Roy, would you come up? I'm going to ask you a couple questions about what your department, and I know you get your mouth full. Roy Kenyon is the director of our road department, and I wanted to hear what was your experience with the Eclipse.
Very quiet, actually. When crews were out early, we had them set up throughout the county. The only real traffic issue, I think, was Highway 20 first thing in the morning. There was a lot of fast traffic headed east. I think that all ended up out there towards the county line somewhere. But as far as everything else in the county, it was a very boring morning. We had very little flow. We had zero problems. We were ready, but the people just didn't come.
Okay. That's the report I wanted. Thank you. We do have commissioner's reports.
Well, I'll give a brief review of the Eclipse. As the I was involved in the Emergency Operations Center all 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and things were quiet. I think that's the good news. We were certainly prepared for more visitors and vehicles than the county experienced, but I think it's important to note that Lincoln County was not unique. As we monitored, we in the EOC monitored traffic throughout the state. Traffic was lighter, visitor counts were lower than expected, with the exception of the Prineville area where a music festival was held, and numbers I heard there were some 42 to 44,000 people in attendance. But outside of the Prineville area and that music festival, traffic was lighter than normal, visitor counts were below normal, and that I think is unfortunate from an economic standpoint, but we were certainly prepared, and that is the role of emergency preparedness, to be prepared to protect the citizens and our visitors. And final point I'd make is that this was really an unscripted experience. All the other tests, if you will, all the other work sessions had been scripted, and this was unscripted. This was an actual live event involving all of the jurisdictions, not only in the county, but really throughout the state, and the state level, and some at the national level. The Coast Guard was part of the group. So I think overall we did a good job of being prepared. I think the Emergency Operations Center operated effectively. And I think a big thank you goes out to all of our partners that were part of the process and being prepared for what could have been certainly an entirely different experience.
Well, I was in the Operations Center at the end. The other problem, though, was I-5 corridor.
Well, certainly after the eclipse, there was heavy traffic Monday on I-5. But during the week, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there was little traffic on I-5.
Yeah, that's accurate. You're right. Post-eclipse experience was everybody went home at the same time.
On I-5. Traffic, as I understand, was backed up onto the access roads, and it took quite a while to clear. And there was heavy traffic on 101 in Lincoln County, but again, that was really not experienced until the eclipse had concluded.
Yeah. Everybody went home at once,
yeah.
It seems like. Kudos to all our partners and to our staff who did a great job, a thorough job of preparation. Our public information team, our public safety, emergency services folks, A1 job. This weekend was also the annual Lincoln County Fair, and the fair had been expecting larger than normal crowds, but as you mentioned, Commissioner Hunt, the visitor traffic just didn't materialize, so they're saying, you know, they don't keep a real close count because it's not a paid fair any longer, it's free admission, but they're saying visitor count was probably even or maybe slightly down from last year, but everybody who attended had a good time, lots of activities for all ages, and looking forward to next year. I'd also like to take this opportunity to mention that even though I'm going to be in town next week, I'm going to be missing our Board of Commissioners meeting, because all day Tuesday and Wednesday morning, we will be holding our sequential intercept mapping exercise. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration, a federal agency, as we mentioned a couple of times previously, had a competitive process. 54 communities applied for their services to conduct this exercise at no charge, and Lincoln County was one of only seven selected. And so just recently I asked, what's the value of this? And they said if we were to pay to bring one of their teams out here, the cost would be $21,000 for the 2 days, plus expenses. So I think that's a real tribute to the level of buy-in and commitment, certainly from the county, both public safety and behavioral health, but all of our community partners who are going to be at the table, like Samaritan Health, treatment providers, various nonprofits, the faith community. Looking forward to a really intense but really positive day and a half exercise there.
So I did attend the fair on Sunday, and I'm surprised there was actually a fairly good-sized crowd there on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Usually Sunday's a pretty quiet day, and there was a lot of people, and it looked like they were having a good time. And I did drive by to see what the monster truck rally was. It looked like a pretty decent-sized crowd for that. Yes. I mean, it looked like a lot of people there in the fair. So some of the events, I don't know what the whole weekend was, but the time I was around there, I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, how many people were attending both those events. I'm going to mention, I owe Wayne an apology. You told me being in the fog for the eclipse was some weird things happened. Well, I went to the top of Yukuna Head. There was about 15 people at the tower site up there.
Oh, yeah.
As the air cooled, the fog came up the mountain and enveloped us. And I thought, boy, I'm in the wrong spot. And then just as the eclipse went behind, totally dark, it was like putting on a pair of sunglasses with polarized lens. And you could see everything. You could see the beach. You could see everything. And as soon as it came back out, then the fog blocked your view again. And I've been in the ocean at night and things like that. I've never seen anything like that before. Really? You're right, Wayne. Being in the fog isn't necessarily a bad thing. It was really an exceptional experience. Plus, the fog came up the mountain as the temperature dropped and went back down the mountain as the temperature heated up. So that was a unique experience for me that I just didn't think would happen and was glad I was there. Anything else for
at this time?
Okay, any constituent input? Yep.
Good morning. Jeff Doyle, Toledo Fire. I'm going to echo some of the things that have already been said. First off, we want to thank the commissioners for declaring an emergency. It makes it easier on our services to already have that in place. We don't have to scramble to try to find that person that can push the magic button. So we do appreciate that. We had great turnout, as you've already said, throughout the county, especially in Toledo. We had 22 volunteers signed up for Monday, which actually goes to my next point, which is Lincoln County got a call at 1 a.m. on Sunday to send resources to the Chetco Bar down by Brookings. And kudos to Lincoln County. Newport sent a task leader with a Type 6 engine, Depot Bay, two firefighters, Yahats, two firefighters and a Type 6, Toledo, six firefighters and two vehicles, and one for incident command. And one from the county here also went down to work in the EOC. And that was partnered up with Polk County, who sent a tender. So we all went down there, called at 1 a.m., on the road at 5 a.m. And that kudos to Lincoln County. We got a pat on the back from the fire marshal, state fire marshal, who said, these people from Lincoln County, they come down and they kick, you know what, they do a great job.
That's great.
And so kudos to our folks for recognizing it wasn't as big a deal as we prepared for and sending somebody down there. That fire is now 62 square acres. Miles, which is 7 miles bigger than our district in Toledo. So it's huge, and hopefully weather helped them last night. I haven't been on the conference call just yet. Let's see. I just to go off of what you said, sound like the boat show attendance was also down in Toledo. It's a little disappointing for those folks. It's good as always. Great thing. Great time is had by all. The only thing negative I'm going to have to say about the eclipse part was shame on some of our folks, Some live here in the county, some don't. Hotel prices out of sight, unreasonable. $100 an hour parking in spots. Gas, there was no shortage. It was announced no shortage. It still went up 20 cents a gallon. And that really affected the local folks, not so much as our visitors. We want these people to come back and say, wow, that was a good time. It didn't work out for us, but we want them back. And that wasn't a total great representation. The fire, those people being prepared, all that stuff that was visible, hopefully that'll bring them back. But the gouging kind of hurts our reputation a little. So thank you. Unless you guys want to talk about Eddyville, I'm good.
So is there another fire south of there in the Brookings area?
My understanding is no, unless something happened.
There was one, and that's actually, I think I told you that we were talking about this, and I said that one of our people who has a house in Gold Beach actually experienced an ash. That was from a different fire. Apparently there was a fire on the beach, some driftwood. Sorry, a very small fire.
Right.
It actually went fairly quickly, and it threw some ash over the city, and then ended. So that was a separate and different fire than the one
that
you and I talked about. So yeah, different fire.
Yeah, this one, they're hoping to really get a good control on it in the next couple of days because the relative humidity is down and such. And so hopefully they do, because the last we heard, there were 6,000 homes under a level 3 evacuation. So that is incredible.
Well, tonight the wind's going to start blowing, guys.
It's supposed to be back to that 35-mile-an-hour little down the...
Maybe wait till tomorrow afternoon, but it's coming.
Yeah, and so I don't know. Like I said, I haven't heard the briefing yet today for what went on last night, so hopefully they did. But Lincoln County, well represented, and we have some people on standby again to go if needed to. Up the Millie fire, they demoted some folks, and then it went back up, and so they had to call three. And I think 2015 is what I heard. We had 19 different task forces in the state, and we're at that now. So...
The fire situation was being monitored closely in the EOC, and as of Sunday, I thought the Chetco fire was the number one fire in the state. I don't know if that's correct. Still the case, but I know it was number one, and there was concern about having to evacuate Brookings.
Yeah, it's a very real possibility. Yeah.
Okay. And with that, we have no other things scheduled for the meeting this time, so our next meeting is Wednesday, August 30th at 9:30 here at the Commissioner's Room. With that, meeting adjourned.